The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our Hanukkah edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen and Watch. That's in an upper toolbar. And that will bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And I am a happy camper. It is, I can't believe it's that time of year already, but it is the first Sunday of December. It is the first Sunday after Thanksgiving. That means it's legal to break out the Jingle Cats. And, of course, it's my favorite song that they do, Hava Nagila. So I am so excited. At any rate, we're going to be hearing from the Jingle Cats from now on every week, and the Jingle Dogs, of course, on and off during the shows for the rest of the month. So we'll miss the Red Robin, but he'll be back in second week of January because first week is usually our New Year's show. Well, depending on the timing. Anyway, I have to say, it could be worse outside, but it rained during the night at my house, but was not raining much when I left. But boy, had the wind picked up by the time I got to the studio here. And I understand we got big storms coming on, but our own personal weather guy is the one who knows. He's looking around. That would be Animal World's production engineer, Mike Robertius, here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
So I did not hear your weather report this morning.
Yeah, kind of a mixed bag in the next 24 to 48 hours. Going to get a little bit of everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Batten down those hatches.
Yeah, it's supposed to be wet and windy today. And then apparently we have a big old cold front blowing down from north, and which is we have a possibility they even have some snowflakes.
A little bit in transition. We could get a little dusting. But the main thing is if you need to wrap pipes, do it today.
Yeah, because apparently the temperature is going to tank.
Chilly.
And it's going to be freezing or close to it or below.
Pipe freezing temperatures.
For most of the week. Yeah, yeah.
So you want to get to it right away if you can.
Yeah, get that done. And make sure you have all your provisions in for cold weather and make sure that you're taking care of your animal friends. And that means when it gets cold and it freezes long term, remember if their only source of water is outside, not good because it freezes up and they can't get any water. So make sure that you put water out there. Also, if you've got year-round hummingbirds and little critters and that sort of thing, I have a fountain in my backyard so the water's running all the time so it doesn't freeze. And I notice, boy, all kinds of critters take advantage of that when it dips below freezing. And of course, my animals have water indoors and outdoors, but I pay particular attention to the indoor water when the outdoor is frozen. Robbie has not quite figured out, because we've already had cold enough weather this year for his outdoor water to have frozen. And he keeps going to the bowl and knocking it around. It's like, what is up with that?
Now he'll figure it out.
He gets ice cubes. He gets them for treats inside, but he hasn't figured it. Yeah, so anyway, it's kind of cute. So anyway, be prepared for the weather this week. And let's see. Kathy Callscreener is not here today. She apparently had family stuff she had to do. She's really bummed because she, like me, loves the Jingle Cats, Hava Nagila rendition and so forth, and all the fun we have when we break out the Jingle Cats. So she's missing us, but she'll be back next week. But in the Mood studio, she's on the phone right now. So
Doing her job.
She's doing her job, but trust, Aji is here. And, she's off the phone now.
Hello.
Hey, there you are.
Yes.
So, good morning.
Good morning.
And Aji will be holding down the fort in the Mood studio, handling the phones for the show. We are glad that you are here.
Thank you. I want to say hi to Kathy. Hello, Kathy.
Yes, she said she'd really be missing us because of what we're doing today. But
for
whatever reason, she couldn't be here. But all is well, and she will
She's probably still in bed asleep.
I don't think so.
Which is where I'd be if I didn't have to be here. No offense, but, I like to I like
to
sleep in.
Well, truth be told, that's where I'd be if I didn't have to be here. So nothing new there. And I think many of the people that are listening, that's where they are. They just have their radios or computers or whatever.
Just started out slow. There's no rush.
No, there isn't. And I have a bit of unusualness, and that would be when I got ready to do, you know, always do the clock for the show, and the clock is what runs when and all the breaks and the music and all that sort of stuff. And when I got ready to do the clock for today's show, of course, it was the for the Sunday after Thanksgiving, which is when we break out the Jingle Cats. And that means that I have to go from the regular series of clocks that I use that have our regular, you know, Red Robin and break musics and all that kind of stuff. I had to go to the Christmas clocks, which have the Jingle Cats, and that tells Mike what cuts to play and when and all that sort of thing. I mean, we actually are fairly organized around here. And at any rate, when I got ready to do that, there's a bunch of different Christmas clocks for me to choose from. And I was thinking, I'm not which one I would start with. And in my mind, I was thinking, well, I don't have to worry. Surely I don't have to worry about it. It can't be the Hanukkah clock, because Hanukkah is usually, you know, a Sunday or two or three into December.
Yep.
And that little voice in my head said, better look at the calendar. So I went to my December calendar, and there's no Hanukkah. What? So I said, well, it's got to be happening something. So I looked back in November, and lo and behold, Hanukkah started the day before Thanksgiving.
Wednesday night.
So then I did a little checking and come to find out that it is extremely unusual for Hanukkah to begin this early. And I apologize for anyone that's Jewish out there and celebrates Hanukkah. I'm not, and I don't, so I don't really know. I know what I pick up. But at any rate, it's extremely unusual for Hanukkah and Thanksgiving to be at the same time. And I found out you better appreciate it this year, because it will be another 79,000 years before it happens again.
Yeah, it has to do with a Jewish calendar and getting everything matched up so that the calendar matches up with the rotation of the sun and all that sort of stuff. Just like we have that leap year adjustment, there's adjustments to the Jewish calendar as well.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I didn't know. But I do know that it's going to be 79,000 years.
I'm not worried about it. The next one.
Well, we won't be here in these bodies anymore.
I'm not planning on it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm hoping that I've evolved beyond this point, but then I don't want to still be here doing lifetime.
Who wants this body again? Oh. Absolutely no one.
Oh, really?
Not for 79,000 years.
Yeah, well, it's kind of been used and abused, and I don't think it was really made. You know, our bodies
weren't
really
made to be used temporarily. Yeah. They're temporary vehicles.
The problem is now we're living so long that these bodies are getting...
We have to take better care of them.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so anyway, that's your kind of religious information and history.
And happy Hanukkah to everybody out there.
And happy Hanukkah to everyone. Yes. So we will have an official Christmas show. We will have an official New Year's show. And then we just... And so on our breaks, all of our breaks, instead of the normal Animal World, Animal Music, we play the Jingle Cats and Jingle Dogs. And by the way, they have a number of CDs available. We were gifted these CDs and with permission to use them on the show many, many years ago by the creator, Mike Spalla, and we've had him on the air. And they're actually real cats and real dogs and all of that. And he's done a marvelous job of putting them together. They are available online if you're interested. Jinglecats.com is the website. And let us see what's going on today. Well, it's the first Sunday of December, and we are getting into the holiday spirit. And so we've got something different going on in each hour of the show. I am delighted to say that we will be welcoming to the latest member of the Animal World advertising family, and that would be Jana Rosewood. She is a relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, and author of an incredible book about how to attract a fully available great partner. And we would say, yay, Jana! Woohoo! We welcome her to Animal World. Her book is called Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And I have to say, I've been reading the book all week, and I also know her and know her that she's an exquisite human being, and the work that she does is phenomenal. The book is the best book I have ever read on how to attract the perfect companion, and then dealing with relationships and all that sort of stuff. Anyway, she will be with us after the first break, and for this hour, a lot of great announcements and a really great, she's got a really great giveaway for you. And then in the second hour, we're going to be talking to our friend Bob Vella about canine and feline caviar, and there's some changes there that it's pretty cool, and we're going to talk about that. And then in the third hour today, we will welcome back to Animal World Jude and Paul Ponton, chiropractor, acupuncturist, energetic, harmonic healers, acutonic specialists, authors of acutonics for cats and dogs. And they will be on the phones with us, and we're, of course, going to talk about, you know, their work and all of that. But they've got a great, something new that they're doing, and a fabulous little Christmas gift or holiday gift, whatever you want to call it, for your animals, for your friends with animals, and they can be done for humans or animals. And they're really, really inexpensive. So it's something all of you can do. So it's really, really cool. So we'll be talking about that. All right. So I no time to fool around here. We've got to pretty much get right to business because I have stuff to do. I mean, you know, like
we're going to talk about the dogs?
Well, that's part of getting to business,
okay.
Isn't it?
I think so.
Because we had a big occasion here on Friday. That would be the Apple Cup. Yeah, the Huskies had a little making up to do, shall we say?
And they did.
Yeah.
It was a good game.
Did you go to the game?
I did. It's one of the few games. I have season tickets, but since I work Saturday, I rarely get to go unless they play one of those odd days and times. But I got to go on Friday.
And this was an odd day and time.
Yeah.
It was a Friday.
Yeah.
Correct.
But it worked for me. And it was, I got to say, not only was it a good game, but it was really great to see Husky Stadium rocking again. The crowd was into it, 71,000 people or so, and they got treated to a good game and a big win. It was nice to see.
Sorry, Gary.
Well, there's always next year.
Yeah, always next year.
It was our turn.
Yeah, it was. It was. They won last year.
Yeah.
It was our turn this
year.
But
we blew it last year. The dogs blew it last year.
Yeah.
But before we get past the Husky football team, we should also send congratulations to the Huskies women's volleyball team who won the Pac-12 championship.
They are exciting. One
of the better teams in the nation, and they will, of course, qualify for the tournament, and wish them good luck. They're a really good team. I've had a chance to watch them a couple times this year, and they play a good game. And the men's soccer team, which is ranked third in the country in postseason tournament play, is hosting Stanford today in a big game on their quest for the Soccer College Cup.
Cool.
So lots of Huskies doing lots of things.
Uh-huh. And then, of course, we don't have Seahawks today. They play tomorrow.
Big game tomorrow.
Big game tomorrow.
Could be a little chilly.
Yeah, and it might snow, they say.
Yep.
So who are they playing?
New Orleans. Big game.
Yeah, so it'd be good to snow on New Orleans.
Yeah.
They're used to warm weather.
And they play in a dome.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We can, got to keep that winning streak going.
That's right.
All right, so let's see. We are not going to run a tip today because we're into the Jingle Cats music. Current events will happen around 10:50 today, and we will be giving away our usual missing link to the first caller after I give you the missing link word or words of the day. So pay attention, and I'll give you hints when it's getting close. And you just have to be 18 or older to win and can't have won a contest on this radio station, any show, in the last 30 days. And then you're eligible to call in and you can choose the Missing Link supplement for cats. There's two supplements for dogs. There's a wellness blend that's vegetarian for both dogs and cats and other critters, and the bird formula. And you can choose from any one of those. So stay tuned for that. And let's see. I guess it's time to make it official. And now, instead of just one St. Francis prayer for us humans, we have two now. And it makes more sense because we have one prayer for our animals and one for us humans. And so we'll start with the animal friends. And this is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Om, peace, amen, there we go. And for us humans, it gets more and more important to listen to these words during the holiday season. It's a stressful time, and we want to be serving the higher good. So it is St. Francis of Assisi's peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. And there we go. We are official. And because it's the holiday season, and because it's the only thing that crossed my path, we have no news today except good news. So, Aja, you could go ahead and get Jonna on the phone, let her know we're running a little smidge behind time, but we'll do a little good news here, and then we will welcome her officially to Animal World and get on with the show. But how about, Mike, we do a little good news here? It feels good when it's out, but I don't think we're going to be seeing it today. It is the dark clouds, and then there's kind of a light line at the horizon, but I don't think we're going to see any sun. All right. This was a good show. Nothing but good news here. And this is a current story this week. I saw the video. You can search it online. He's a hunter and a fisherman, and for decades, Jeff Sly has hauled his daily catch into his canoe. But Sunday, that canoe held a different kind of catch. Quote, she was tired and she was shaking, he explained. He turned from hunter into rescuer last Sunday morning when a neighbor said a deer fell through the ice and was stuck out in the middle of Nicholas Lake. Quote, she wondered if anyone was around to save the deer, and I kind of blew it off for a little while, and then I finally told my wife to call her and tell her I was coming. So he loaded his canoe and drove to a clearing. Sly walked on the ice as far as he could, then he broke a channel through with his paddle until he reached the deer. Quote, she turned and started swimming through the channel I had busted, and she swam probably a third of the way in, and then she couldn't go anymore. Sly said he was afraid to pick her up, but he hauled her in anyway. The exhausted deer had an open sore on her shoulder from before, but he said she stayed calm, looking ahead to the shore. Quote, she rode pretty good all the way. I talked to her the whole way in. I said, Bambi, I'm just trying to help you. I just want you to get to the shore. Once on shore, she hopped right out of the canoe and into the cattails. A neighbor was watching the rescue, and while Sly went home to warm up after falling through the ice twice, the neighbor made sure the doe made it through. Quote, it laid in the cattails here for an hour, maybe an hour and a half, and sure enough, it had made it across the road into the woods. Without a doubt, he'd do it again, just without all the attention. Quote, I'm not real big on hearing about it, you know, he said. I did what I wanted to do. I got the deer on the shore, and I'm perfectly happy with that. This wasn't Sly's first canoe rescue on the lake. 8 years ago, he rescued a black lab on the ice in the same canoe. So, good for him. Good for the animals. A little good news here that this is on the third anniversary of the historic Global Tiger Summit. The Leonardo DiCaprio Foundation has awarded a $3 million grant to the World Wildlife Fund for a bold initiative to help Nepal double its wild tiger numbers by 2022, the next Chinese year of the tiger. Previous support from the Hollywood superstar and his foundation is already showing major results, growing the number of tigers in the Terai Bhartia National Park from an estimated 18 to 50 tigers. The grant represents the first funds awarded from the successful Christie's 11th Hour charity auction in May, created by DiCaprio, which raised a record $38.8 million for conservation in a single night. DiCaprio has long been a passionate advocate for the environment and joined forces with the World Wildlife Federation beginning in 2010 to launch Save Tigers Now, a global campaign to raise political, financial, and public support to save tigers in the wild. The grant will bolster WWF's work with the government of Nepal and local communities to strengthen anti-poaching patrols, protect core areas for tiger breeding, restore critical habitat corridors, and continuously monitor tiger populations. Thank you, Leonardo. And my opinion, this is the way to help wildlife. Instead of trying to breed them and say, you know, in zoos, let's take care of their natural habitat. This is funny. 30 years ago, a family in Rio de Janeiro concluded that Manuela, their red, and I don't know, it's funny. It's not really funny. It's very interesting, though, and kind of amazing. Their red-footed tortoise had escaped through a door left open by workers renovating the house. But just last week, they were more than startled to discover that Manuela was very much alive, having lived for 3 decades in an upstairs storeroom. Whoa. For years and years, the father of this family had been stowing away electronic equipment, most of it broken, and other junk in the second floor of his house. After his death, the family and siblings cleaned out his residence. It was while they were taking out bags of trash that a neighbor asked if they were throwing out a pet, too. They discovered Manuela inside a box holding an old record player. Quote, at that moment, I was white and did not believe it. Their veterinarian explained that Manuela was able to survive for nearly a third of a century surrounded by old televisions because red-footed tortoises like her can survive for long periods, 2 to 3 years, without eating. In the wild, they eat fruit, leaves, feces, dead animals. Red-footed tortoises are native to northern South America. Adults are about a foot long and can grow to over 16 inches. They suspect Manuela survived by living on termites. Wow. It goes without saying that it's remarkable she survived all those years, given that red-footed tortoises should ideally have water at all times and at least every other day to drink and soak themselves in. Without this, they are likely to become dehydrated. A wet, muddy area is also a plus. But he didn't have any of that. And they need the UVB light for vitamin D synthesis. Anyway, Manuela has now returned to the routine she enjoyed prior to her 30-year stay in the storeroom, and the tortoise is back to walking around the garden, eating leaves, and getting to know a new generation of the family. In captivity, these tortoises live for about 30 years, so here's hoping that Manuela now that she's been set free after a long captivity, can enjoy her time in the sunshine with some wet mud never too far away for her to wallow in. That is amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. All right. And then 2 really great stories after all the storms and the tornadoes. These are the winners of the best good news. After 2 days of frantic worry, a Washington, Illinois couple was reunited with their 2 beloved cats who went missing during the Midwest tornadoes last week. With barely enough time to get to safety, the Broyles family was devastated when they couldn't coax their cats into the basement closet with them before the storm hit their home. You know, they had gone down in the basement with their family and the cats, but when they went into the closet, the cats wouldn't come and there wasn't enough time to go try to get them. As soon as they closed the door to the closet, the tornado hit and it leveled their house. The couple was frantic when after the storm, they couldn't find Izzy and Bandit. Due to safety reasons, residents were asked to leave the neighborhood until further notice. I was a mess, Yvonne told the news reporters. 2 days later, when they were allowed back to their home, the couple immediately began searching for the cats. They'd had them since before they were married. Miraculously, both of the cats were found alive and well. They discovered Bandit right away, meowing from a crawl space in the basement. And after an hour of searching, they found Izzy hiding under a piece of carpet. After a vet checkup and much-needed bath, the cats joined their family again. Quote, I've never been so excited for this cat to sleep on my face. That was Yvonne. All right, and the other story, of course, goes to the dog people. And this is a six-month-old pit bull was buried under tornado rubble for more than a week. And he's been rescued and reunited with his owner. Jacob Montgomery's third-floor apartment in Washington, Illinois, was destroyed after the tornado swept through central Illinois. When the Georgetown Commons apartment complex was leveled, Montgomery's beloved pup Dexter was inside. The local officials blocked residents of the apartment complex from returning, but 5 days later, a Georgetown employee found the missing pup inside the rubble of one of the buildings. And other than being malnourished with ribs showing, he was otherwise unharmed, save a few cuts. And now Montgomery and Dexter have been reunited and are living happily ever after. So, woohoo. All right. That's all the good news. And we are going to go to our break, take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then we're going to come back and we're going to talk. We're going to welcome Jana Rosewood, the relationship whisperer. Energetic matchmaker. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend, and Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can call them at 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets. Check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage's exciting new Vashon Island location. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including T-Touch, aromatherapy, and manual ligament therapy, plus massage for canines and small and large animal certification. Visit online at nwsam.com for registration details and to enroll online. For more information, call 877-836-3703. That's 877-836-3703. Or check out the Northwest School of Animal Massage on Facebook. For the last 30 years, family-owned Bothell Feed Center has carried products for all your critters. Committed to providing high-quality, well-formulated feed and care products for guinea pigs to chinchillas, chickens to wild birds, as well as your cats and dogs. At Bothell Feed, not only will you find a large variety of products with competitive pricing, but the friendly and knowledgeable staff will recommend the best products for your particular animal friend. BothellFeedCenter.com, your modern feed store with old farm charm. Visit today. Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
No other station brings you this much variety. Welcome to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh, gotta love those jingle cats. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are right in the middle of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we are going to officially welcome at this moment the latest member of the Animal World family of advertisers and has become my friend, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker. She wears a lot of different hats, and author, and that would be Jonna Rosewood. Good morning, Jonna.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm doing well.
Oh, wonderful.
And I'll share a little bit of sunshine from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, because the sun is out beautiful here this morning.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, normally you live here in the greater Seattle area.
That's correct.
In the foothills of the Cascades, but because it's, I think because it's the Thanksgiving, you know, holiday weekend, you're back in your home territory, and that would be Wisconsin, correct?
I'm with my biological family.
Ah, wonderful. And you said there's sunshine?
There's sunshine here in Wisconsin. And I really appreciate your show this morning, Prayer of Francis.
St. Francis?
Yes, how lovely. And just, you know, it's so nice to tune in to the energy of this show. It's beautiful.
Oh, thank you. Well, and you're here for, well, it's our Hanukkah edition, because Hanukkah's early this year, as I explained. But I'm always a little more excited the first week, well, every week that we have the Jingle Cats with us, because we only have them during the holiday season. But they make my heart sing, so that's cool. And speaking of that, I know that one of your areas of expertise is something that is dear to the hearts of our Animal World listeners, because I know Mike can attest to this. And I think I told you, Jonna, that at the third week of every Sunday, you know, I take off because I go to temple. And by the way, Jonna and I often go together. So
yes.
Anyway, when I'm at temple with Jonna, Kim and Kevin are doing the show, and Kim, of course, is an animal intuitive and medium. And sometimes, Mike, is it not true that it becomes a will I find a partner show? And everybody wants to know from Kim if they're going to find.
All it takes is the first phone call, and then everybody goes, oh, well, that's kind of interesting. Why don't I do that too?
Yeah. 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 So often there are just a lot of calls about finding the right partner, and is it going to happen, when it's going to happen, how it's going to happen, all that sort of stuff. Well,
And hopefully that partner is clear about the type of animal friend they want to have with them.
Well, yeah, you know, because I have been reading your book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? And it's got a wonderful cover. With a hand holding a green frog with lipstick all over the frog. Mike's laughing. And I have to tell you, Jonna, I am so impressed, because it is the best book I have ever read about how to attract and how to find that truly available, perfect companion.
Well, thank you.
And then also there's a lot of stuff about how to deal, you know, how to dealing with relationships and conflicts and working through stuff and all that sort of thing. I wish I had had this book many, many years ago. And it certainly would have been of great benefit to me. Of course, I tell Jonna all the time, I tease her, I said, I'm still kissing frogs, because I kiss frogs. I love frogs. And in my neighborhood, I have lots of frogs, and I love them. And I don't mind kissing them at all. But, of course, that's not exactly what the title implies. But, no, I think you have, I think I read in the book that you've actually got a master's degree. Is that correct?
I do. It's a master's degree from Washington State with the Cougars.
Well, that's all right. We'll let you continue. We beat you well on Friday. We beat you good on Friday. So,
Martha, Cougars are animals too. Well, animal friends too.
But no theme music today.
No, yeah, we're not.
I can't find it.
We can't find it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Hey, Jana, how do you keep cougars out of your yard?
Well, actually, sometimes they do come out in our yard because we're in the woods out there in the foothills of the Cascades.
Well, you want to know how to keep them out of your yard?
How?
Put up goalposts.
With what?
Put up goalposts. You know, like foot.
Yeah.
Couldn't resist. I got her. Everybody knows that joke so well on this show, but I finally found
You're
someone that.
You're telling the joke to a girl from Wisconsin. Yeah. Tell it to me today and I'll get it next week.
Wisconsin, aren't Wisconsin people, aren't you a cheesehead?
I'm not a cheddar head.
But I mean, aren't the cheeseheads, don't they come from Wisconsin?
They do.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'm not too far off base.
No.
All right. But yeah. Okay. So anyway, back to our subject. You have a You have a master's.
I do. I have a master's in communication, and I taught public speaking at Washington State University while I was getting my master's.
Now, I also think not only are you a relationship whisperer and energetic matchmaker, and I think that technically means not only have you written this great book with your husband of, 19, 20 years, something like that? Going on 20. And there are many personal stories in this book, which I just loved. And, of course, I just read the last chapter last night, which, of course, is kind of Ken's version of how you guys got together. And, Oh, what a heartwarming. So it's so perfect because a lot of people write about stuff and how to do things. But they don't necessarily walk their talk or practice what they preach or do what they said. But both of you, kind of unbeknownst to each other, went through exactly the same process to attract the right partner. And the story, it's really quite incredible.
Right.
And another thing I want to point out, we are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors and stay on time here. But part of why this is so perfect a match for Animal World is because the process that Jana and her husband Ken lay out in this book for attracting or finding the perfect partner, companion, could be applied to lots of other things in your life, including finding the right animal friend, right?
That's correct. Absolutely.
So relationship does not necessarily have to mean a romantic partnered relationship with another human. It could be a relationship with your animal friends, but for that matter, it could be a relationship with the right job or the right house or the right all kinds of things, I think.
Right job?
Yeah, these principles apply to attracting any kind of a relationship, right?
That's right. Actually, there's people that have made that comment, well, I can apply this to a job. I can apply this to my relationship with myself. Let's start there.
Exactly. Yeah, and it's just, this book is just worth its weight in gold. It really is fabulous. So we are going to continue our conversation with Jana, and we're going to find out, she's actually going to be doing some classes and workshops here locally. One in December at East West Bookshop. She's going to be back there again in February. We're going to talk about, and I'm not quite sure how it relates to relationships and her master's in communication. And I know, you know, she does private counseling sessions with people to help them through this relationship business. But she's doing a class on pendulums. So where that comes from, I'm not sure, but we're going to find out when we come back and talk more with Jana. And, of course, we have some, you might want to guess that we have a really incredible show planned for, Valentine's Day, so related to all of this. So, anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead with our wonderful guest, Jana Rosewood, author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs?
Hey.
BioClean Incorporated is a fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractor working under the authority of the Washington State Health Department. BioClean helps with extremely difficult situations, including hoarding of both objects and animals, the cleanup of trauma scenes, rodent infestations, mold issues, and cleanup of the aftermath of sewage and flood events. If the unthinkable happens to you and you're faced with a situation that involves a crime, trauma, or tragedy, you need to call BioClean. The entire staff at BioClean Incorporated pride themselves on combining compassion with expertise and professionalism. Serving all of Washington State, BioClean offers professional certified 24-hour emergency service with no additional charge for night or weekend calls. At BioClean Incorporated, you're more than a customer, you're someone they want to help. The BioClean professional cleanup team are experts at eliminating odors, contaminants, and biohazards. Call BioClean at 888-412-6300. That's 888-412-6300 or visit BioCleanWA.com for more information. In Clover is introducing a new canine skin and coat supplement called Glow. Glow is a revolutionary new soft chew clover-shaped supplement that gets into the root issues of optimal skin and coat health. Glow combines a complete blend of clinically tested DHA Gold Omega-3, biotin, and zinc along with a bioavailable and tasty nutrition from the whole fresh eggs to allow Glow to work from the inside out to nourish and soothe our dog's skin. Get Glow for your dog's comfortable skin and shiny coat. Go to inclover.com for more information and where to buy.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Now's the time to refinance, but where do you go? You want an experienced, reputable lender. Someone who offers VA, FHA, conventional, and investment loans. You want a mortgage lender who works with a variety of different lenders. Someone who shares your values. Someone you can trust. That someone is Margaret Peggy Kaler, the branch manager at Westar Pacific Mortgage. Call Peggy at 425-329-3966. Or you can email her at pkaler@weststarpacific.com. NMLS number 393352. Westar Pacific Mortgage. NMLS 1100211. And WA-CL number 1100211. WBA Westar Mortgage Corporation. NMLS 93243. An equal opportunity lender.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Open your ears, open your heart, open your mind. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Oh. It's a good thing we got a great show today and lots of interesting people to talk to, or I just have to kick back and listen to Jingle Cats and Dogs. Oh, okay. Hey, everybody, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's Hanukkah edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are in the process of welcoming Jana Rosewood, relationship whisperer, energetic matchmaker, and she wears a bunch of other hats, too. She's also the author of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap into real solutions to attract your genuinely committed relationship. And we're talking to her on the phone today. She's back in Wisconsin visiting her family. But she'll actually be in the studio with us in February because we're going to do a matchmaking show for Valentine's Day. So, Jana, are you still with me?
I am, and what does a pendulum workshop have to do with my work?
Yeah, I'd kind of like to know that, because let's see, East West Bookshop, most of our listeners are familiar with that, at least the ones that are local here. It is in the North University District on Roosevelt area of Seattle, great metaphysical bookstore, and you're doing, what did you call it, Pendulum 101 Workshop?
Yeah, Pendulum Basics or Pendulum Essentials.
Okay, and that's going to be on Sunday, December 15th, and it's a perfect time because you can listen to Animal World and then go to Jana's workshop. It's what, like from 1 to 3 p.m., is it?
That's correct.
Okay, now tell us. What is it? I mean, not that it necessarily has to do with any of this, but tell us about the workshop and how you. What's the connection here, or is there one?
Yes, absolutely. I'm committed to developing my strengths and connection to spirit intuitively. And with the pendulum, it's something that I was introduced to actually as a child. Mm-hmm. And then I started working with it in the 80s. It's a tool that I use to help develop my intuition. Mm. And I don't always use it anymore because when I used the pendulum, which is a simple tool, which most people have maybe a stone suspended from chain and then they swing it to get yes or no answers.
Yeah.
Well, we make so many decisions every day, and sometimes something as simple as deciding what vitamins I might be putting in my body today, because it's not the same every day, I might use the pendulum, or if I'm checking on something that's a good decision, I might use the pendulum. But the cool thing is now I don't always have to use it because the pendulum helped me to get that inner feeling of what was the yes or no, or that click in my body of the intuitive hit.
So when you asked your pendulum a question, you'd have a sense inside of what the answer was, but then the pendulum would confirm or deny.
And sometimes I actually have an angel come into my arm and let the angel run the pendulum and not me.
Oh, how fun. So anyway, at this class at East West, you're going to teach people how to do this?
I'm going to teach the very basics of what to do and how to swing that pendulum and program the pendulum.
Ooh.
And it's really important to me because a lot of my work is energy work and connecting with people and checking with if we're in balance energetically and that kind of thing. So it's a really cool tool to use to develop intuition.
Yeah,
and to get answers.
Yeah. Sounds really neat. And, you know, you said in your practice and working with people, but you do see people on a private basis, correct?
That's correct.
And I think at some point I also remember, I think, reading in the book, I think Ken mentioned it, that when way back when, before you were married, you were in massage school or something. So are you a massage therapist as well?
I am still licensed. I haven't been practicing regularly doing massage. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And my focus has been on doing the relationship work at this time and energy work, doing energy clearing and cord clearing for people who are tied into relationships that aren't what they would like them to be, and letting go of the pieces that no longer serve them.
Wow, that's very cool. So not only can people get your book and read the book as to how to go about attracting your genuinely committed relationship, you also work with people privately. Now, do you work just in person or do you do telephone consultations? Because we have a lot of people that listen from around the country.
Yeah, my work at this time is by phone, Skype or FaceTime.
Ah, okay.
And I haven't, at this time, I'm not seeing anyone face-to-face, although I'm getting an invitation possibly to work in the Basel area.
Oh, that sounds neat. So you do work with people either over the phone or by Skype or whatever,
right.
And on a regular basis to help them attract the right relationships. And you related some stories in the book about clients that you worked with, which was really helpful in understanding how this process really works. But it really is a wonderful process, no matter what you're trying to attract, to go through. Because, boy, it really cleans up people's act, doesn't it?
Yes, yes. They get clear, and not only with themselves, but also in their auric field, in their energy, they get clear. That's why the energy matchmaker, where they're raising their magnetic vibration such that they can attract what they really intend.
Yeah, because I certainly can say over the years, I mean, I did it myself. I see so many people when they're meeting other people for relationships, they really aren't themselves. You know, you're putting on an act. You're trying to, say, put your best foot forward, so to speak, but you don't really act normal. and that can come back to haunt you later on. And then I see so many people, especially women, giving up a lot of themselves. I've done some counseling sessions with people who are going into a relationship and have to shape up their animal because they're afraid they're going to have to get rid of it to please their partner. It's like, oh, that is not acceptable as far as I'm concerned. But you really lay out here that you have people prepare ahead of time. And that you can have everything you want in a relationship, right?
Yes, you lay out what you intend and what are the deal breakers. Your list can get really long, but what you really need to at least have the top 10 deal breakers that this is a no-go relationship.
And it's really interesting that you have the perfect example in your book, and that, of course, is your relationship with your husband. And the two of you in each other found everything on your respective lists.
That
which
and
is
more.
And more, which is really amazing.
Yeah, that's why on the list you need to put this or something better, and you let the universe handle the details.
Oh, that sounds great. All right, so I want to make sure that everybody knows what we're focused on today, and that, of course, is what you're doing this month in December. And, of course, being the holiday season, I'll just tell you folks that this book, Are You Still Kissing Frogs? Leap Into Real Solutions to Attract Your Genuinely Committed Relationship, is the best book I have ever read related to how to attract that right relationship and then how to keep it intact afterwards, and that it can apply not just to human romantic relationships, it can apply to the relationship with yourself, with your job, with home, animals, whatever. This book, it would be a phenomenal holiday gift to anyone you know that could use help in those areas. And it's in paperback. I mean, what's the approximate cost of the book, Jana?
I think on Amazon it's 14-something. It's on Amazon, it's on Kindle, but it's also available at East West Bookstore.
Yeah, so it's not, you know, so it's around
it's
in the
Seattle.
$15 range.
Yeah.
So it's not a huge, perfect gift price. For anyone on your list that could use this kind of help, or for yourself, for that matter. Also, you could gift yourself with actually a session with Jana, or with this Pendulum Basics, Pendulum Essentials workshop on December 15th at East West. Do you know the cost of that, Jana?
I think it's $20.
Okay, and it's from 1 to 3 Sunday afternoon, December 15th. You can even listen to Animal World and then go to the workshop. How cool is that? And learn everything you need to know about pendulums. And do you want to tell everybody about your special deal?
My special deal is that come and tell me that you heard about me on Martha Norwalk's Animal World radio show, and you can have a book for free.
How cool is that? Did you hear that? Free books. All you have to do is come to the Pendulum Basics, Pendulum Essentials Workshop at East West Bookstore on Sunday, December 15th. It's from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. Tell Jana you heard her on Animal World. You get a free, well, Ashi's waving her hand. I think Ashi's going to be there. All you got to do is tell her you heard her on Animal World, and she'll give you a free copy of Are You Still Kissing Frogs? So you save $15, and that almost pays for the workshop. How cool is that? Then before I let you go, Jana, I want to also tell folks to mark your calendars because of this whole what Jana does, being the energetic matchmaker, you know, the relationship whisperer. Well, how perfect is it that we connect that with Valentine's Day? And also, well, East West isn't silly either. And since they sell her book, you're going to be doing a workshop on the book and relationships at East West around Valentine's Day, aren't you?
Actually, February 14th, Valentine's Day. And then the next day, the 15th, we're going to have a really nice workshop.
So that's going to be at East West. So we thought, well, let's do the same thing here on Animal World just a little ahead of time. So the second Sunday of February, I don't remember what the date of that is, but the second Sunday of February, Jana will actually be in the studio here with us, and we will February 9th. Okay. Mike is so good. He went and checked the calendar for me. February 9th, Jana will be in the studio. We will be talking relationships, not only romantic relationships with human partners, but relationships with our animal friends, with ourselves, with our work, with our home, all of that kind of stuff. And we'll have open phone lines so you can actually get advice directly from the expert. That would be Jana Rosewood. And Jana, let's see, your website is www.rosewoodwisdom.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Rosewoodwisdom.com.
And then if someone wants to schedule private work with you, what do they contact you through your website? Do they call you? How do they make contact?
They can contact me through my website, and if they don't have a web, 360-793-9723.
9723. So you can contact Jana through her website, rosewoodwisdom.com, just like it sounds, rosewoodwisdom.com, or you can call Jana at 360-793-9723. When do you return to our area?
If everything goes well, I'll be back this week.
All right. All right. So I'll look forward to seeing you again. And Jana, again, welcome to the Animal World family of advertising. Advertisers, we're so delighted to have you. And of course, we'll be talking about the Pendulum workshop, and we'll get that up on current events. And remember, everybody, sign up and go to the Pendulum Basics, Pendulum Essentials at East West on December 15th. Tell Jana you heard her on Animal World. You'll get a free copy of Are You Still Kissing Frogs?
Thank you.
Hey, Jana, thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us. Well, is it afternoon there?
No, it's 11:17.
11:17. All right. Have a great time with your family. I look forward to the next time we get together. Thanks, Jana.
Yes, it's
all right.
A pleasure.
God bless. Bye-bye. Woo. All right. How cool is that? A free book if you go to the workshop. It is the best relationship book I've ever read on how to attract the right relationship. It's very, very good. All right. That does it for the first hour of Animal World. We're going to turn it around, and then once we get started, we're going to be talking dog and cat food, canine and feline caviar. Bob Vella's up next. Stay right where you are. Listen to the Jingle Cats. Enjoy Martha Norwalk's Animal World right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.